Welcome to another day in the Matrix, and what a month it's been in this simulation. And after everyone shared this article with me, it really feels like one of those moments when you pause and say, simulation confirmed. And regardless if this comes to fruition or not, what is true is that XRP has officially closed its highest weekly candle in over 3.5 years this past Sunday above $1.40 and heading towards $1.50 as we record this video. And since Bitcoin traded right below 100K, topping out just under at 99,600, it started to correct recently right below that psychological level of 100K. And many crypto investors are now wondering, what's going on right now? And of course, everyone wants to know when to expect Bitcoin to break above 100K and when will be the next surge in the altcoins. So that's exactly what we're going to address in today's video. So here at Waters Above, we're empowering you to actualize your potential with esoteric investing by combining gematria, numerology, and astrology with technical analysis to understand these markets so that you can become a more profitable investor. Now let's take the clear pill. So we need to kick off today's video with this chart. It's a chart we revisit here on this channel several times per year, focusing on the time frames when Mercury is stationed retrograde. And we've discovered some clear patterns during Mercury retrograde for Bitcoin's price action. And what I'll be reviewing here will actually unlock the answers for what's coming next for XRP and the altcoin market. So you need to pay attention, because this is what actually runs the market: astrology, numerology, and gematria, tied to the energy of Bitcoin and the world reserve currency, the US dollar. And by decoding that, you'll begin to connect the dots on why the market behaves the way that it does. And that's exactly why you've arrived here at this channel. So make sure to hit that subscribe button below if you resonate with what we're doing here. So the first pattern you'll want to keep in mind is that whatever daily close Bitcoin has on the first day of Mercury retrograde, this is crucial to mark off. So let's do that here together, since Mercury stationed retrograde on November 25th, just a couple days ago. We could zoom in right here and we'll pull up a horizontal ray and then mark off that daily close somewhere around 93K. You don't have to be super exact, but this is a very good starting point. And the reason we're doing this is because in a majority of iterations, we're seeing that Bitcoin actually finishes off this Mercury retrograde phase at a very similar price as the first day Mercury initially stations retrograde. So with this knowledge that I'm giving you, it's a tool that will let you know where Bitcoin can be trading at around 3 weeks from now to the day. Now let me prove it to you. We're going to be focusing on just this year as the initial example, and we could of course go back in the past to show you this as well, but let's place another horizontal ray in the last time Mercury was stationed retrograde, and it's right around here. So this is really, really fascinating. You'll see that even though we had a ton of volatility between from the open to the close, we were effectively flat. And you could continue to do this over and over again if you'd like. Let me do it on the last iteration, and it's right here. Lots of volatility in between, but effectively, if we dump and then recover, it's likely to come back to a similar price. Could do that again for the first time it happened this year, and you'd see it's right around there. So this doesn't have to be an exact science, but it gives you a range to consider. And in some iterations, it's actually scary close, like just within a 0.5% or less, especially considering how volatile this asset is when we're speaking about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency in general. So if we track this going all the way back to right here, which was the March C19 crash in 2020, you'll see that 10 out of the last 14 Mercury retrogrades, not including this one, of course, because it's just going live as we speak, we'll see that about 10 out of 14 iterations were actually sideways. And that means about 70% of the time it was happening the way I just showed you moments ago. But what about those other 30%, the 4 times it was not sideways? Well, those 4 times were actually incredibly bullish, and you'll see they're marked off over here in green. The last one being in 2022, transitioning into the year of 2023, right there around New Year's. Then we had a couple of iterations back in 2021, which both of the surges are into what ended up being our double top for the last cycle. And for the last example, we have the final Mercury retrograde of 2020, which actually pushed us into our last bull run. And what all four of these examples have in common is that they're either the first or last Mercury retrograde of that year. And interestingly enough, even though the last Mercury retrograde that we had for last year was technically sideways, we still pushed higher, as you can see right there. So that's something to keep in mind, is that even with a sideways iteration, you could push up a little bit higher. And this was also tied to the exoteric event of the Bitcoin ETF launching. And this happened while Bitcoin was already in price discovery regarding our current one. So this is very important because right now we're in our last Mercury retrograde of this year here in 2024. And I just told you moments ago that we've had very bullish Mercury retrogrades to end off the year. We have this one right here, we have this one right here, and we have that one right there. Now, since we're starting off our last Mercury retrograde of this year, and this is happening while Bitcoin is already in price discovery, and we have no eclipses happening in our chart until next year in March, that means the energetics that we're working with here are actually primed for us to have one of these more bullish iterations in our current Mercury retrograde that lasts until mid-December. And if you're interested in learning more about these elements that we're utilizing here for our analysis, and you want to learn more about how I apply these strategies so that you can become a more profitable investor, then you should check out my website, since I'm currently running my biggest sale of the year for Black Friday over at watersabove.com/store using the promo code Black Friday at checkout. All bases are covered here, everything from investing to mindset to health and wellness, trading and decoding. So if you're interested in investing, my crypto mastermind, which includes my exit strategy blueprint for free within that course, this covers everything from how I design my portfolio to how I set up my exit targets when it's time to take profits in the bull run. And for those of you that are more interested in decoding, I have my decoding mastermind, which includes my crypto decoding blueprint for free within that course. This is where you'll access my exact decoding system, as well as complete tutorials of how I decoded this crypto market. So this actually complements my crypto mastermind perfectly. And if you wanted to bundle together these are able to be utilizing the promo code Black Friday multiple times, so you could take advantage of my biggest sale of the year for a limited time. And these courses are a one-time payment for lifetime access, so you can go through the material at your own pace. And for those of you that are interested in the topics we discuss during my live streams on the weekends, such as mindset, health and wellness, detox masterclasses, lifestyle coaching, that's actually covered in my expansion mastermind, which has been a game changer for those who struggle with staying focused or would benefit from a reset from their current routines and need a blueprint to start heading in a more productive and abundant direction in life. And the link to this sale and promo code can also be found in the description and in the pinned comment below. And I'm truly grateful for all of your support, and I'm really looking forward to making this your most profitable bull run. So to finish off our Mercury retrograde analysis, before we head over to the XRP chart and review the altcoin market, I just want you to consider that we have about 70% of Mercury retrogrades are quote unquote sideways, considering from the beginning to the end of this phase. And since we know Bitcoin closed off the first day of Mercury retrograde around 93K, this gives us a level to keep in mind in case we end up having one of those sideways iterations. And then we have the other 30% of the iterations that are effectively bullish. So now let's quickly go through those four examples so that we can actually see if this example here today that we're moving through will come to life in a very bullish fashion. So with this last bullish iteration, we can see that it took us about 2 weeks before we started to have a parabolic move. And of course, this was the bottom of a bear market, and It became noticeable that it was bullish about 1 week deep, with a bullish bottoming structure forming from a micro perspective. And from beginning to end of this Mercury retrograde phase, Bitcoin gained about 25%. But it took us about a week to show that we were bullish. That's why I wanted you to take a note on that, because that's very important. Then we have this iteration back here where we were effectively bullish the entire time, and it kicked in noticeably by around day 4 to 7, let's just say. But we were not breaking higher until around the second week. So you see that micro top in September. It took us about 10 days into Mercury retrograde to see us push through. That could be very helpful to know for us this time around, since we just recently topped last week. We could be in that first week lull, and I'll break this down a little bit more in a moment. But we have about 48 hours of correction to start off this Mercury retrograde phase, just like we've actually seen in a majority of iterations. And then what happened was we were bullish after that. This is very interesting that we dipped for about 2 days before recovery, because that actually is happening right now. And then we had a 45% move up during this time. Then we have the one before that, which also had about 48 hours of a correction, just like we have right now. And then we recovered bullish, heading higher. As you can see too, it took over a week, about 9 days is when things really started to break out again, like I just showed you in the prior iteration. So you guys kind of see the pattern here on the bullish iterations as well. We do have about 48 hours of correction, then it takes 1 week for us to recover, and then we have by the second week of Mercury retrograde, which would be in alignment with pretty much the start of December in this time around, and then we break out higher. This is really important to know, especially with this 48-hour correction. We had it in the last example I showed you, and we just had it now. We had a 65% move in this iteration. Then we have our final example, mid-October. Pretty much like all the other bullish iterations of Mercury retrograde, it starts off with a momentary correction, then it pushes bullish, takes about 1 week of sideways, and then it starts to become noticeably bullish. This was about 20% in this example. So let's check in with where we're at now. And as you can all see, over the past 48 hours, we had a correction for the start of our Mercury retrograde phase, and today we're up almost 5%. Bitcoin's back at 96K. So from the time I released my last video, Bitcoin is higher than where we were. That's pretty incredible to see that even though we had a very bearish Monday a couple days ago, we're now looking pretty good. Of course, we still have to break these highs here, but I showed you that around day 7, that seems to kind of start kicking in. But I have a little bit more to share with you. I just wanted to let you know that if we were to complete the first week of Mercury retrograde, it would put us into December 2nd, the day after our first new moon in a month that has two new moons. It's a very rare black moon that only comes around once every 3 years. Now, perhaps some of you have been following along here for some time or aware of this Mercury retrograde analysis that I'm sharing with you. And the one thing you probably remember that I warned about before the last Mercury retrograde over here on this channel, this was in August of this year, and we have a pattern that's very important to keep in mind in our Mercury retrograde analysis, and that's about 5 to 7 days into Mercury retrograde, we have a pump. And we saw in the last iteration, about day 5, we were already completed a recovery move, and this was pretty substantial, actually. It was about 27% off this flash correction. So we had 48 hours of bearish price action, just like we had here, and then we had a recovery, and then into day 5 and the first week, we were topping out, and then we came back for a little correction into August 15th, and then we headed higher. In this iteration, you can see it was the same case, 48 hours bearish, and then around day 7, we topped before another correction. I've shown this so many times now on this channel, but I just wanted to review it to let you know, because we can now time that. I could show you very easily that on day 5, we would be in November 30th, and then through the 7th, we would be around December 2nd. And we've seen, especially this year, Bitcoin has a tendency to dump after the new moon. And when is the new moon? Well, like I mentioned earlier, it's December 1st, so it's just around the corner, and it's something I've talked about in prior videos throughout this month. So this is mixed signals, but I think we're really dialing it in here. Do we now pump into the end of this month and then experience a micro top into the last day of the month, November 30th, or through December 2nd before a pullback and then end up having a sideways Mercury retrograde like we did in the last many iterations, ending off around December 15th, around 93K? Is that the way we do it? Or do we pump through this new moon? Well, I have to be very honest because so far this year, if I was to pull up the moon phases indicator, we'll see that after every new moon, we dumped every single one, or it was our lowest, or even a flash correction. So the only time it did not happen was back here in February. That was the only month this year that we moved up past the new moon date, meaning that 10 out of the past 11 months we've corrected immediately after the new moon. That's 90% of the time, guys. So again, this is not Waters Above's opinion. This is just the way it's turning out. But even with that being said, it's very important to consider that most of the time we bottom out 2 to 3 days after the new moon, and then we have pivoted bullish before the seventh day of each of those months. So we're really timing the market here, and I'm giving you this all in advance. Meaning, we can time this too. In all of these iterations of the dumps after the new moon, we have bottomed by the sixth day of the month, and it's always been on a weekday. So this means that we can mark our calendars for Friday, December 6th, if we are to have a bottom target for any deeper pullbacks during this Mercury retrograde phase that we're in now. But think about what Bitcoin can do between now and then. We can actually continue to pump up for the next 4 or 5 days and even hit 100K. So I will be reviewing that in a moment because I think there's a pattern that happened in 2020 at this same week of the year that reveals exactly how this is going to go. So based on the patterns we've explored here, it's likely to have a recovery through the end of the month and rally into Christmas, regardless of what happens in between. So I'm speaking about 30 days from now, which would actually be very similar to what happened back 4 years ago in November 2020, which is something that I shared over yesterday on X, and it was this Thanksgiving week dump with a V-shape recovery. And notice how after we had this dump and the V-shape recovery, we made a slight new higher high, just a little bit higher, and then we had this really elusive corrective phase before taking off and really breaking into price discovery. So if you like what I'm sharing over here on X, definitely make sure to follow. It's at Waters Above. Just make sure you spell above without the O. And that's my official handle on X and on Instagram. And I also got some really unique posts over on Instagram. So definitely check that out as well if you want to see what's happening behind the scenes. Again, Waters Above, above spelled without the O. They're both verified accounts. Make sure you're following the legit accounts, and everyone else is a scammer pretending to be me. So I just want to quickly go over to late November 2020 in the charts to review this step by step. And you'll see that during this Thanksgiving week, let me turn off the moon phases just so you have a very clear visual. So you have right here this V-shape recovery. This was Thanksgiving week, the same week that we're in now, and Bitcoin had this short-term correction followed by a V-shape recovery. And then we have a very elusive and low volatility 2-week period before Bitcoin broke into price discovery, and then Bitcoin proceeded to break out 100% in about 23 days following this breakout candle right here. This is actually something I covered in my last video, how in all past cycles, Bitcoin has broken out at least 100% in 3 to 4 weeks during its initial surge into price discovery. And remember, I showed you all three examples in the Bitcoin chart for 2013, for 2017, and 2021. It's what Bitcoin did in all three of those cycles. It's not Waters Above's opinion. So if we were to pull off the similar move in that similar time frame, it would put Bitcoin to around 138K by December 4th. And looking at where Bitcoin's trading at today, pulling off an almost 50% move that quickly is highly unlikely. But we can't deny that breaking out about 50% so far to the levels that we've seen of close to 100K, breaking out above 40%, close to 50%, and a move that quickly, surpassing silver's market cap, surpassing Saudi Aramco and Vanguard, becoming the seventh largest market cap right behind Amazon and Google. That is pretty incredible. And all it would take is for Bitcoin to hit about 112,000 per coin to surpass the market cap of both of these. And it would become the fifth largest asset, right behind Microsoft by market cap. That's only about 12% higher from where Bitcoin recently topped out just below 100K. So consider that Bitcoin seasonality shows about a 12% gain for December. Well, then this milestone could very well be accomplished before the end of the year. And I do see that happening, and that's my opinion. It would make sense to see Bitcoin surge through 100K before the end of the year. Now, do I see Bitcoin hitting 138K or even 150K eventually? Is that my opinion? Yes. Likely before the end of January 2025, around the January new moon. So that would be the very end of the month, moving into February. And by now, we've all come to accept diminishing returns for Bitcoin. That's not news to anyone. And remember that we reviewed in my last video, it's when Bitcoin completes that initial surge into price discovery of at least 100%. It then follows with a dramatic pullback, and then that's what spills over a substantial amount of liquidity into the altcoins. And that's what most of you, including myself, are here for. So it would make sense that if Bitcoin can break above 100K, this will likely trigger another round of FOMO, and we can see Bitcoin quickly moving up past 120K towards 130K to 150K range, and we'll reassess when we get there, but the odds are we'll be overbought and due for a correction with that move up. Now, considering Bitcoin is less than 10% away from breaking all-time highs. I mean, as of right now, we are only 5% away from breaking 100K as I record this video. That means this moment can unfold very soon. So, for those of you that are aware of the Wall Street cheat sheet, it's something I actually utilized in my crypto mastermind, and I also talked about it quite a bit in this crypto decoding blueprint. I was showing you that we're past that stage of optimism and we're getting some belief now. This is all kicked in just this month. And with the exoteric narratives coming in for the recent election and a crypto-friendly administration moving in, plus the resignation of SEC Chair Gary Gensler, and you have Janet Yellen even stepping down, these are all really bullish narratives moving into 2025. And of course, the market maker is going to use those narratives against us. You all need to realize that. So we effectively move up to optimism into euphoria very quickly. It could all unfold in just a matter of months or even within a month. Again, this is why I'm so focused on the final phase of this solar cycle and why I'm preparing to take some profits before the next lunar eclipse. And this is also something that I teach in my crypto decoding blueprint, which is included within that decoding mastermind. So if you're interested in learning more about that and the timing of the market, then that's the perfect time since I'm running that Black Friday sale and you have plenty of time to prepare for this. But it's of course better to act sooner than later because this all unfolds very rapidly, just like you saw the transition between what was going on in September through October and into this month of November. It became very dramatic very fast. So this is the easiest time in the market to make money, yet for many, it becomes the hardest time due to the volatility and the lack of knowledge. So get yourself knowledgeable now. So now that you've prepared for this setup into our monthly close for November and even the first week of December, we have a solid foundation to move on to our altcoin analysis, making this the perfect time to check in with XRP since we've broken concretely above a dollar. And as mentioned in the intro of today's video, this recent weekly close was the highest for XRP in over 3.5 years, and this breakout, coupled with the recent move for XLM, which most XRP investors are exposed to as well, including myself, It's made this an exciting month, to say the least, and my initial investment for XLM for this cycle was right below 9 cents. And let me just show you really quickly where that is on the chart for XLM. And you'll see these are pretty much the lows of our cycle. So I was getting in right around there, 08.7088 to be more accurate. So this positioned in this project effectively at a range of the bear market bottom. And this is something that I shared with our mastermind community over on patreon.com/watersabove. Since I send out live investment updates whenever I buy or sell an investment, which is just one of the perks of that membership. So if you want to receive live updates whenever I'm personally taking profits during this bull run, that'll be available for our mastermind community. And also my Patreon supporters get an extended Black Friday discount. So if you were already interested in investing in one of my courses, then by joining the Patreon membership, you'll unlock an even bigger discount, which would essentially make your Patreon membership cost free, considering the additional savings. And anyone who got that XLM play back when it was around 8 cents is definitely glad they joined the Wolfpack. So getting back to these XRP charts, we've started to clearly break out of phase 5, which is something I prepared you all for, and now we're trading effectively within the golden pocket of this horizontal trading range, which, although in the last cycle did in fact momentarily break into new all-time highs during this initial surge out of phase 5, it was only a wick, and this followed by a 60% correction. And around 30 days after this peak is when we officially broke out into price discovery. So since Bitcoin has officially broke out into price discovery in this cycle, and we've seen it all go down, we can use a little bit of this data since we've just broken out of phase 5 in our current cycle. And this is exactly the same timing that we broke out of phase 5 compared to our last iteration. So I think this is very powerful stuff, and we could utilize this data to help us, considering it took about 30 days right here to see this next move up, which is effectively what I believe we're doing right now. And if we align this all, that would take us to around Christmas time this year for the next big move. And that's very exciting news, because this aligns perfectly with everything I said earlier about Bitcoin. And I know everyone wants to become a millionaire yesterday, but don't you see how patience pays off? For the people that were getting worried and concerned all throughout phase 5 and phase 6, I mean, if you think about it, you had almost 1,000 days to accumulate something right around the mid 30 cent range, around the mid 40 cent range, even the 50 cent range. And look at this explosive move all the way to the 1618 fib for the last cycle. So this is something that is unbelievably profitable if you're positioned at the right time. But in the last cycle, that wasn't the case. So we're now in a position where we really need to take this seriously if you're invested in XRP. And I say this because I'm getting a lot of people reaching out to me asking if they should take profits right now and buy back in because another influencer told them that it's going to 50 cents. And what I ask you is, if you're unaware of where XRP is going next and you're worried and you're believing in these very dramatic downside targets, that's fine. But that happened to people in the last cycle too, but in the opposite direction. And they made no money, and they actually lost quite a bit of money, and they became even more frustrated because they were getting distracted. They were falling for other people's opinions because they themselves didn't have the skills. This is exactly why I created my crypto mastermind, so that you walk away a self-reliant investor. You're not just copying Waters. You're doing your own thing. And that's exactly why I took profits in the last cycle. Everyone who was part of this channel when it started knew that. And this is not a flex. This is me just letting you know what we're about here. I'm not trying to influence anyone. I don't believe I have the truth. I think you have your truth, and you need to do what's best for you, your family, your community. You must embrace becoming a self-reliant investor. Hopefully, I can just reveal to you what actually runs these markets, which I believe is gematria, numerology, and astrology combined with the technicals. Once you learn this system, you can now become self-reliant, and you could be able to determine what it's going to do, and you don't need to get sucked into the vortex of other people's opinions. So this isn't me trying to talk bad about anyone. I'm not bringing up any names. It's just I'm on the side of it where I get asked daily about these very extreme and dramatic opinions. And that's exactly what this phase of the bull run's going to be like from now until the end. Everyone's going to think they're a genius and try to get fancy buying and selling and getting back in. And it's just unnecessary stress for the easiest time in the market cycle to make money. So let's not lose focus here when we're initially just moments away from the real party. So let's zoom into this current move that's unfolding, and you'll see that we're trading above the 702 Fib between the top of the golden pocket right below the 786, and we've gotten one daily rejection at the 786, and this could be shattered through very soon. And when I say very soon, I'm talking in a month concepts. You know, I mean, in the stock market, this stuff can take years, but in crypto, you can move up 100% in just a couple days. I mean, look at what XLM just did. Even this daily candle on XRP right here was 62% in, a 3-day candle. But when all things are considered, we had a 100% move in 7 days. So I'm not lying to you. This is literally what crypto is about. So we have this 702 area. It's definitely of interest. I want you to keep an eye on this $1.20 area, especially because this is the zone where we rejected off of at the end of the last alt season right here. We started to get these rejections in what turned out to be a bearish M pattern that broke through. And once we had that breakthrough and this 618 started to become a proven resistance, that was game over, lights out. So this 702 level is crucial because if we can backtest it and we could hold it as a new zone of support, that would, of course, be ideal for continuation. Although I'm confident continuation for XRP past $2 before the end of the year, regardless of any short-term volatility to the downside. As I've said many times, any and all dips after Bitcoin enters price discovery are buying opportunities. This is not financial advice, but what has been pretty much the best way to treat this particular moment. If I was not exposed to the market right now, I'm just being very honest, I would be treating it as such too. So in plain English, if I had no exposure to the crypto market, I would definitely be taking that statement of all dips are opportunities, seriously. And even though I finished a majority of my accumulation within 2023, a year ago, I actually might even make some new venture capital investments soon. Depending on market conditions. So again, I'll be sharing those live investment updates with our mastermind community over at patreon.com/watersabove. And this could be the perfect timing to join our mastermind community because next Sunday, just a couple days away, I'll actually be releasing a new Red Pill podcast that I release every week. But this one's special because it'll be dedicated to what I'm invested in. So I'll be reviewing all of the projects that I'm personally invested in and sharing technical analysis on over 20 different altcoin charts. So that alone will effectively be a technical analysis masterclass worth the value of the membership in that new podcast alone. And plus, you'll have that extended discount for Black Friday that'll be live through the weekend too. So even better savings, and it'll cover your membership of your Patreon membership. So I'm really looking forward to that this weekend to share that new podcast. It's going to be packed with gems. And for all of my American wolves that are celebrating Thanksgiving this year, I'm wishing you and your families an amazing holiday season in the Matrix. Travel safe. Promise me you won't get into an argument with your uncle about how the election turned out. Keep your chakras aligned this year, everyone. And lastly, one parting piece of TA wisdom that I want you guys to keep in mind. Very important. We're going to be looking at Total 3. That's total altcoin market cap, excluding Bitcoin and Ethereum. And I want you to pull a fib from this swing high to this swing low. You double click right here. You make sure this log setting is turned on. So fibs levels based on log scale. We're looking at a logarithmic chart. Swing high to swing low fib pull, and I want you to add the 888 fib. That's a custom fib level that I use, and you'll see we perfectly rejected at this level last week. And you need to be aware that this key level to break on a weekly close for us to expect the next surge in the altcoin market. It'll, of course, be triggered by what I shared earlier during the Bitcoin analysis, so keep that and all of those confirmations in mind, but once we can see a weekly close for total 3 above the 888 fib, that's when to get your bottle of champagne ready. Remember, I told you that. So I'm really looking forward to that moment as well. It's about 970 billion market cap. Again, total 3, not total 2. Make sure it's total 3. And we're pretty close to that. I mean, as of right now, we would only need about a 8% move and we will accomplish that. That could be unfolding pretty much by the beginning of the new month of December. So for those that are interested, investing in yourself by investing in my art, and if you picked up one of my masterminds for Black Friday, I just want you to know I'm so grateful for all of your continued support. It truly means the world to me to be a part of your journey. Again, this is available now at watersabove.com/store using the promo code Black Friday at checkout, and I'm wishing you all an amazing rest of your day in the Matrix. Much love.